Our story today called The Secret of Humaita by Chuck Colson. Humaita Prison in Brazil is a remarkable place. A bit over 20 years ago, it was a rotting building where prisoners were tortured. Then three Christian men went to the government and asked permission to take over the prison. They got permission, and they started to run Humaita as a Christian prison. They did not restrict it to Christian inmates, but you couldn't stay there very long without coming to know Christ. When an inmate arrives with handcuffs on, they take off the handcuffs, and they say, in this prison, you'll no longer be chained by steel, you'll be chained by the love of Christ. They assign people to a buddy system. Each new inmate is assigned to an elder who loves the Lord. And at every single meal, they stand before the meal and recite the Lord's Prayer in Portuguese. If anyone ever asks whether Christ makes a difference, send them down to San Jose de Campos in Brazil to Humaita Prison. For all those years, while the government of Brazil had a 74% recidivism rate, Humaita has released more than 300 inmates. They've only had 12 come back. That's a 4% recidivism rate. One inmate showed me Humaita's secrets. The inmate was convicted for murder, but he was my guide through the prison, walking around with all the prison keys hanging from his belt. He asked whether I'd like to see the maximum security cell. So we walked down a long hall of steel doors toward the cell in question. He said it used to be the punishment cell where they tortured people. We still use it for punishment, he said. We have one inmate in there. He took me to the door and we looked through the little peek hole. He said, are you sure you want to go in? I said, I've been in maximum security holes all over the world. I wanted to see. He said, okay. And then he unlocked the door. As the door swung open, I looked in and saw a couple of chairs and a dim light and flowers on a table. I walked through the door. To the right, I saw a crucifix, Christ, hanging on the cross. My guide pointed to the image of Christ and said, this is the prisoner who's taking the punishment for us. A sign on the wall above the crucifix said, we are together, in Portuguese. They understand they're joined with Christ, who suffered. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.